Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirvan Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masachet Milah Daf Yor Aleph Amud Bet. About to take a look at the second Mishnah in this third parak. Dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi, which means the ashes of the inner Mizbeach, the ones from the Ktoret. Remember, there are no animals that are ever brought into the Beit HaMikdash, and therefore there are no animal ashes or remains in there. The V'ham Menorah, and the ashes left from the Menorah, Lo Nehanin V'lo Moalin, a status we've seen before. And parenthetically, a makdish tishun batchila, which evidently refers to ashes that are not part of this, but you just take regular ashes in your home and are makdish them, moalin ba, their mi'ila does apply. So don't think that mi'ila cannot apply to ashes, it's just the ashes of the mizbeach have already completed their mitzvah. And that continues with the next half of the Mishnah, but first we'll do this small piece of Gemara, Bishlamad. I understand why the ashes of the outer Mizbeach have to go into the Beit HaDeshen, which is next to the Mizbeach, because it says so in the Torah. Mizbeach Miminimal, and how do I know that the ashes from the inner Mizbeach have to go out to the Beit HaDeshen? In the context of the Olata Of, at the beginning of Vayikra, says that he pulls out the esophagus with its feathers, and he throws it, Eitz HaMizbeach HaMakom HaDashen. Why mention that again? Im Eino Inyan LaMizbeach HaChitzon, that's not needed to tell us that stuff from the outer Mizbeach goes HaMakom HaDashen. No, in the Mizbeach HaPnimi, so it must be there to extend it to even things that are on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Maybe it's all talking about Mizbeach Yitzon, and here it's telling you exactly where it is. So it should just say, my El Makom Hadashen. I feel Mizbeach HaPnimi, it's extending it, because Makom Hadashen has already been mentioned. Now, Menorah Menalan, how do we know that the Menorah also? The answer is Deshen Hadeshen. Because it could have said El Makom Deshen. El Makom Hadeshen extends it also to the Menorah. Now the second half of the Mishnah, Rishimon Omer, Torinch lo yes manan moalin ben bnei onash avaz manan, lo nanin velo moalin ben. So Rishimon disagrees about younger, unready Torim. He says Me'ilah still does apply. Now, based on Rav Shimon Gittani Tama, we know Rav Shimon's reason, because in the context of Shchitat Chutz, what's Rav Shimon's opinion? Rav Shimon Omer, Kol Arui Lachar Zmanu, Tisho Batoch Zmano, anything that could, will be fit when the time comes, and you makdish it before the time comes, Harei Belo Taseh, if you shecht it before the time comes, before it's fit, and you shecht it outside, there's a lav, Ein Bo Karet. This is who you'll be sought towards the end of Zvachim. So it does have Kedusha. Ela Rabbanan, why is this case of the Torin that are not yet of age any different than a regular Mechusar's man? Amri, the answer is follows. Ingenious answer. Mechusar's man needed to have a balmum debar pidyonhu. After all, Mechusar's man, just like a balmum, could be redeemed. And therefore, a regular Mechusar's man, in the meantime, has Kedusha, because Haraya, the fact that you would have to redeem it, and the Damav Nitpasla Pidyon, so a concept that we saw developed in Bechorot, indicates its sanctity. So, since there is no such thing as a Baal Mum of Ofot, there is no Mum Baal Ofot, all there is Mechusar Eimer, therefore there is no way to redeem Ofot. If there's no way to redeem Ofot, then a bird that's not fit has no value. Okay, and that's why they would say it has no Kedusha. Now, this passage we saw already at the beginning of the Masechet. But now we'll see a little fuller development. Yatev Ula v'kamar lahashmata. Ula was in Bavel, and he repeated this in his Rebbe's name, Rabbi Yochanan's name. Amar Rav Chista. Rav Chista turned to him and said, Man shal alach lu Rabbi Yochanan Rabach. Where did you and your Rebbe hear this from? Chikudusha shebanechan alcha. Where did the Kedusha of these animals go fly off to? So Amalei will answer back, Tikshim Matnitin, so why ask for on my Rebbe and me, ask on the Mishnah, he's really asking on the first part. He's asking on the second part. Where did the Kedusha of the Bnei Yonah go to? So Amalei modir lach te'ikam milu Rabbanan. So Ula then adds, I agree there is milu de Rabbanan, and also in my case, v'kashali, but I'm bothered by something else. I'm bothered by the Torim. How could the Torim not have Mi'ilah, and then later when they come of age, they have Mi'ilah? And we say velo, since why not? Vayika dam. Tmika leipa mila vasof baipa mila. Dam originally has no mila, and then after it goes down to Nachal Kidron, it has mila derabanan. Did not dam et chilain molin bo, yet Nachal Kidron molin bo. So Amri, the answer is after Nami Ika Mila Mikar. The answer is Dam really does have the potential for Mila originally. If you do bloodletting on an animal of Kodshim, the animal's Asur Bahana'a Mo'alimbo. So you see the Dam that's not used for the Mizbeach, but Dam that's of the animal does have Mi'ila. So Dam does have some Mi'ila built into it, and therefore, Mi'ila could be applied later. So the question about the Torah, about the Bnei Onah is still, sorry, about the Torim is still a good question. So we saw that statement. Mativ Avamnuna, Rav Nuna challenged it. Chalev Muktashin Mitzei Torim Nonenim Velo Mualin, as we're going to see in the next Mishnah, that the milk and eggs of Muktashim, there's no Mi'ila. So why would there be Mi'ila on Dam? So Amarle, his answer was, Gamrin Gabi Dam. Dam is different. To Lomit Kamet below Dam. An animal can't live without Dam. Ava Chalav, to Kamakam below Chalav. Lo. But it's not true about milk. You could live without milk. 50% of the population does. Meitiv, meaning without milk inside. Meitiv Amishoshaya has the following challenge. Hazeva Vaperesh Shabachatzer. Dung and perish, which is the dung that's actually removed from the inside of the animal after Shechita. And then in Voin Moalin. There's no Mila there. If you plug that battle with the Lishkan, when you redeem it though, because they nanin, the money goes to the Lishkan or the general fund. Now, Amai, Achalam Elo Mekayim Below Perish, so why do we say there's no Me'ila? After all, it's vital to the animal. The answer is Amri, because it's the, when it's processed the food, that's giving the nutrition. Amai Yerya, you see, you can't compare them. Hadein Perish to be an Almakati La Perish is something that comes as a result of an external inducement, which is food. So that food gets digested and eliminated, and more food comes in. It comes in and out. Lafuke dam, as opposed to dam, which is migufa, comes from the body of the animal itself. Okay. So in the Braita we said that the perish, etc., when redeemed, the money goes to lishka. So they have a general rule: whenever it's kadosh v'no kadosh, which is indicated by lo nenu v'lo moalin, the money that you'd use to redeem it goes to the lishka. All right, chalim v'kadoshim etzei torin lo nenu v'lo moalin, but medvar amurim b'kadoshim mizbeach. However, that's only true if you're makdish an animal for the mizbeach, that its milk or eggs, if it's a bird, aren't nitfas b'kadosha. If you makdish an animal, better kabayit, hikdish tanagot, moalim ba'beitzata. If you makdish a chicken, so the eggs are also subject to mila. Chamorah, moalim ba'vachalava. If you makdish a jenny, a female donkey, then its milk is also hikdish. Now, elegamim izbeach. The way that they read the Mishnah is a distinction between kochim izbeach, kochim ba'kabayit, and kochim izbeach, remember, could be also koche domim lamizbeach, which means when you dedicate an animal to the mizbeach, but not for it to be brought, but for its value to be brought. So, ki akdash ha-kudush ha-domim lo ipa mi'ila, doesn't mi'ila apply to the whole animal and its byproducts, if it's kudush ha-domim? So, I'm papa chasur me'ach so achitani. You're right. And there's something missing from our Mishnah. And really, it's the way we already read the Mishnah. When is milk excluded? When you makdish kudush ha-taguf. Avakdish ha-kudush ha-domim lo mizbeach. If you makdish value to the mizbeach, nasak me'ach shikdish ha-lever ha-kabayit, then it's like Perek Habayit, Yishmer Nagol, Ma'olim Ratzatav, Chomorah, Ma'olim Ba'uva Chalava, as we saw in the Mishnah. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the next podcast. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.